Welcome back, Bob
Well, welcome
Boylan.
back, Robin Hilton.
This could
be the longest stretch we've gone without doing a show.
It's been a month.
I took 2 whole weeks off.
Yeah, we had a couple reruns. I did a show with Stephen Thompson. It's been a month since we last did a show. And actually, you know, the last show we did together, I actually want to revisit it briefly.
Did we do something wrong?
Well, no, but there's a bit of a mystery I want to solve. And that is, on the last show that we did together a month ago, I played a band called Level Up, and this was the cut I played. If you remember this.
Yeah.
And I did go ahead and, point out that this sounds an awful lot like Neutral Milk Hotel, right? Mm-hmm. I did that much. In fact, here's now Neutral Milk Hotel. I mean, that's the sound right there. But the singing style is very similar. I did mention that they sound a lot like Neutral Milk Hotel. And the name of the song that I played by Level Up is called Hidden Driver. And I did mention that Hidden Driver is the name of a website by Astra Taylor, the artist Astra Taylor. But there was one thing that was bothering me about this.
Jeez.
Just one thing. It sounded so much like Neutral Milk Hotel, I thought there must be a deeper connection to it. So it turns out Astra Taylor is married to Jeff Mangum, lead singer of Neutral Milk Hotel. Mind blown.
All right, so, take the raincoat off.
Yeah. So I have to give special thanks to Dawood Tyler Amin of NPR Music, otherwise known as the smartest man in the room, who overheard a conversation I was having with Jacob Gans, our editor. And he said, "Did you hear this Level Up band? They sound just like Neutral Milk Hotel." And I said, "Yeah, I played that song called Hidden Driver." And Dawood said, "Well, now wait a minute. Isn't that Astra Taylor's website?" And Astra Taylor's married to Jeff Mangum. But anyway, now here we are a month later, that mystery solved, and we're ready to play some new music. And I have one just for you, actually.
What's that?
King Creosote. King Creosote.
Wait a minute. They sent you a King Creosote? Well, to be honest, when I was on vacation, I had 12,000 unread messages that I marked as read, so it may have been in there. But Jesus, how did you get it?
King Creosote, this record's already out. It's called Astronaut Meets Apple Man.
What?
Yeah, it came out a week or two ago. He's a
play it. Just play it. Stop.
Okay. All right.
All right. One of my favorite records of
2011.
11. Was King Creosote and John Hopkins. Just play it. And we'll talk later. I don't care.
All right. This is the record's Astronaut Meets Apple Man. Great title. And this song from King Creosote is You Just Want.
Wow, I do.
When you need someone to cry.
depths of the speech, I shall be physical room.
I am so happy.
Yeah, it's pretty great. This whole record is so good, from King Creosote. The record Astronaut Meets Apple Man, and that song is the opener. Really sets the tone for the whole record. It's just epic. You just want. So I wrote to King Creosote, Kenny Anderson is his name, and asked him a little bit about this song. He said that he wanted to, in part, write a song that had deviant, what he called deviant lyrics around a more spiritual, more religious sounding song. And so then he had that idea, and then he heard this cyclic piece, this sort of looping piece on the radio that he said helped put his baby daughter to sleep one night, and then that gave him the idea to write what he calls, and I'm quoting him now, a plaintive hymn-like lament of frustration and debasement over a cyclic phrase. So if you notice, that was that song was a loop that never resolved. It just kept going on and on and on. And the lyrics are actually very short. Here are the entire lyrics for a 7.5-minute song. When you just want someone to lie there and be used as a slave, can I be him? When you just want someone more for their being and not so much for their brains, can I be him? But then he says, when you need someone to cry on in the depths of despair, I shall be elsewhere. When you're all talked out and languished silent in the physical realm, I will be waiting. Great lines, great song, King Creosote. Astronaut Meets Apple Man.
So excited. I looked back and noticed that I'd gotten an email about this record on the day I started my vacation.
You can't keep up with everything.
I tried to not do the vacation thing.
Yeah, I know. You know what I did? I deleted all my email accounts when I went on my 2-week vacation.
Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't have to keep my, 'cause I knew I'd look.
Yeah.
If I had it,
right.
I knew I'd look. And I, yeah.
That's amazing.
So.
Yeah. I had a great time. I made a record, made a new record.
You made a new EP, right?
Yeah,
so
you
normally do a record every February with you've got a gang that you do the music with.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the time.
Called Danger Painters.
Right, and then so you took, in this 2 weeks, you made an EP too.
Yeah, it was so much
What's
fun.
It called? What's it called?
It's called Another Summer EP, not an original name. We'd made one last year just off happenstance. Things came together and everybody wanted to do one.
You know, I think that I should, and I think I mentioned this at the time, that I should get like an associate producer credit or something, because maybe not on this record, but on that one EP last summer, because you're like, I'm taking 2 weeks off. I got to use all this vacation time. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, make a record.
Yeah,
what are you talking about, dude?
Right.
You've got all the time in the world. Just play
so now
music.
It's a habit.
Now, yeah. I expect some residuals out of this.
So. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the money we make, we give it away free on Bandcamp.
I want a free residual.
Okay, fair enough. So the other night, Thursday, September 8th, I saw the new film about Nick Cave.
Right.
It opened one night and closed that very same night.
It could not have been very good then.
It was amazing. And yep. It was the filmmaker, Andrew Dominik. He's, in fact, our Plus One podcast this week. I interviewed him about the film One More Time with Feeling. It's basically a film performing new songs of Nick Cave, of which the album just came out, the album Skeleton Tree just came out. So they're in the studio, they're performing these songs, but the film takes place 5 months after Nick Cave's son Arthur dies. Arthur fell from a cliff.
He's just 15.
He's 15 years old.
Yeah.
And this film is Nick Cave's way of talking about his son's death. He talked to nobody press-wise and all
sure,
that stuff
yeah.
and everybody, you know. It's a very beautiful shot in 3D black and white film and just talks about the nature of life, songwriting, how it changes what's inside of you when something so awful happens.
Yeah.
One of the more amazing things, though, is that the album Skeleton Tree opens with this song that I'm about to play called Jesus Alone.
Yeah.
And this song was written before Arthur, before Nick Cave's son died. And the words are so prophetic. So I'm going to play the song. It's really quite a remarkable record from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Fell from the sky and crash-landed in a field near the River Adur. Flowers sprang from the ground, lambs burst from the wombs of their mothers. beneath the bridge you convalesced, you fashioned a mast of twigs and clay. You cried beneath the dripping trees, a ghost song lodged in the throat of a mermaid. With my voice, I am calling you. You're a young man waking covered in blood that is not yours. You're a woman in a yellow dress, surrounded by a charm of hummingbirds. You're a young girl full of forbidden energy, flickering in the gloom. You're a drug addict lying on your back in a Tijuana hotel room. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. You're an African doctor harvesting tear ducts. You believe in God, but you get no special dispensation for this belief now. You're an old man sitting by the fire, you're the mist rolling off the sea. You're a distant memory in the mind of your creator, don't you see? With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. Let us sit together until the moment comes. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling. With my voice, I am calling you. Thank you.
That is really incredible. I don't know how he was able to sing it. It's just like you hear him calling out when he says that line over and over again, "With my voice, I'm calling you."
Right. Wow. The nature of art as prophecy comes up a lot in the conversation I had with Andrew Dominic, who's the director of the film called One More Time with Feeling, this film about Nick Cave, and Warren Ellis is in the film, and they talk about so many things. About one of them is how you make art, and the subconscious sometimes knows more about you than you do.
Oh,
right,
for sure. You write, there's a lot of times people write the song and then they figure out what it is about after they've written it.
Yeah,
for sure. I hope I get a chance to see it. You know, there's new music from Peter Gabriel.
Wow.
It's a single, just a one-off song that he did. It's called The Veil. And he actually wrote it for a film by Oliver Stone that's all about Edward Snowden. The whistleblower, who said that basically the government is spying on all our phone calls and everything. And there's a film about it now, about Edward Snowden by Oliver Stone. And this is the song that Peter Gabriel wrote for it. The narrative is pretty clear when you listen to the song. It's just about government violating our privacy and prying into our personal lives, and how Edward Snowden blew the whistle on all of it back in 2013. And this is actually an issue I'll talk a little bit more when we come out of it. It's very important to Peter Gabriel. So he wrote this song from Peter Gabriel, The Veil.
Let it all go, set it all free. You let the whole wide world see exactly what is going on, exactly who is looking on. There's no safe place to go. Now you've let that whistle blow. Show exactly what is going on. Show exactly who is looking on.
Some great sounds on that track. I love the guitars in particular.
Yeah, I wonder if it's if he just went in and used sampling and did all of it that way, or how it was done.
I'm not entirely sure, but
it's a fairly straightforward lyrically, straightforward. Yeah. Not like, you know, with Biko where you get all this imagery and so forth.
Well, that's why say like the narrative is pretty obvious in the song, but. This is the second track from Gabriel this year. You know, back in June, he released a song called The Amazing that he said was inspired by Muhammad Ali.
And, yeah.
Hearing all this stuff really just really makes me want a new record from him. You know, he did the orchestral record and he had a couple covers records that he did. But it's been like 15 years since he put out a studio album of all new stuff.
What are you doing?
And it was 10 years before that, like 1992 when he released...
I can't even comprehend how you could...
How he lives with himself?
15 times 365 is roughly 40,000 days.
This just is unforgivable.
Can make a record in a week.
Hey, I made a record in a week. You can't do it.
Hey, Peter.
You can't come up with one in 25 years? No, I am just such a huge Peter Gabriel fan, and I would just swoon if he released a full record of all new material. Anyway, Peter Gabriel, The Veil, a new song. He said, actually, he released a statement with this song, Peter Gabriel did, saying that Snowden had made it very clear that we need to have some way to look over those who look over us. And with increasing terrorist attacks, security is critical, but not without any accountability or oversight. So issue that is important to Peter Gabriel. You know, they filmed this Oliver Stone movie. They filmed some of it behind my house. In D.C. In the building behind. And my alley was blocked off. I couldn't get to my parking space. So I'm not going to see the movie.
I have a feeling you're not going to get the next release.
Well, I take it back. I don't blame him. I blame Oliver Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me take a break.
Yeah, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue Headphones. For 20 years, your favorite artists have used Blue microphones in the studio. Now Blue's radical headphone design lets you hear new details in your favorite music. Find out why Esquire magazine called them the perfect headphones. Visit the store at blue-headphones.com and use coupon code NPR for a special price. Blue, carpe eardrum.
It's two trash can lids with a wire stuck between.
Carpe eardrum. Seize the eardrum?
What? I'm joking. I actually like Blue.
I do
Blue
too. I use their microphone on my record.
Yeah,
I like their stuff a lot. I'm going to play, I like Chet Faker a lot. You know Chet Faker?
I do know Chet Faker, yeah.
And Chet Faker's been making music under the name Chet Faker, obviously a play on the musician Chet Baker. for a while, because Nick Murphy, which is his real name, is kind of a common name. There's a football player, there's a filmmaker, there's all sorts of Nick Murphys. And
I'm not listening to Nick Murphy.
Yeah.
But I'll listen to someone named Chet Faker.
Right, but here's what he's done. He's like gone back to his name.
Oh, okay, I take it back.
Okay, so but you can leave the room if you want.
I'm not doing too well today. I'm offending everybody.
You are. Right.
I would not have worn that shirt with that bolo tie today, by the way. I'm just saying.
Wow. So I'm going to play a new song from Nick Murphy. I'm not hearing a huge difference between the sound that both Chet Faker and Nick Murphy make. They are, it's not like he's gone from a dance artist to a pop singer. They're all wonderfully textural bits of music, which is why I love him. Stick with this song because it goes in places you wouldn't think it was going to go by hearing the first few minutes.
Roger that.
The song's called Fear Less. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about new music, more music from Nick Murphy, a.k.a. Chet Faker, no longer. No. R.I.P.
Formerly known as Chet Faker.
Yes. Mm. So anyway, the record is called Fearless, and it's really good.
When's that out?
The song's out now. What is coming? Don't know.
Just a one-off for now.
Right now, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of L.A. salami? And it's not a sandwich or anything. It sounds like an L.A. Like, have you had the L.A. salami? L.A. salami is really the best salami there is. There's actually an artist named L.A. salami.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? It's actually, L.A. are his initials, and his last name is, in fact, Salami. He is a young singer-songwriter from London. He's in his early 20s, and he only picked up the guitar to start playing music a few years ago when someone gave him a guitar for his birthday, and he just has this remarkable debut record. It's called Dancing with Bad Grammar. You know, you talked about that Chet Faker song going in surprising directions, and that's what this whole record, all of his music, kind of goes in surprising directions. It's not wildly experimental or anything like that. It's just very fresh sounding. And I think that happens, you know, with spending your whole life learning how to play music can be an awful thing. You know, it just because you get trapped in the knowledge that you have about making music, right? It can actually hurt you more. And when you don't really know much about what you're doing, you can go in surprising directions, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. I never know what I'm doing.
Yes, exactly. Bob never knows what he's doing, Boylan. And lyrically, this guy reminds me a lot of Dylan, but Bob Dylan. It's just this endless tumble of words and references and ideas and poetry. And I think you can hear that on this song that I want to play from Dancing with Bad Grammar and L.A. Salami. The song is called Going Mad as the Street Bends. Trash cans. Going Mad as the Street Bends.
To look back on days like a dustbin's cluttered center, the placenta of the city on the run. I went to mass and I asked them how, and the priest just told me no. You've got mind enough if you've mind enough to moan. Lady Beckett and her horseless crew arrive with swords arisen, while I've wasted half my youth on being hungry. And I just don't know who to blame, cause I'm as bad as any other, and God the Father won't even send me a lover. And Jesus was a nifty kind of mother. I'm bombarded with all types of lies. I have to juggle paranoia, then made to feel some way about the outcome. Seems a leader's only good in the wake of hindsight's plain. Then we'll see how well a man can do without one. That's why we cast our father's eye in the ditch with all deception, and prefer the tongue of hell under the covers. And why Jesus was a nifty type of mother. But even he won't hear me out. Beats while masters pass me by. There's far too many albums to get them down yet. But who's got time to listen when we're all possums to the slaughter, who've built a flex to dodge all types of danger? And an idea's the most disarming thing when you're used to the old motions, but time will weigh you down like wine, I wager. And all this comes in many forms, the son, the sea, the father, who had a switchblade to the neck of his own daughter. And Jesus, who's a nifty type of mother. And Jesus, who's a nifty type of mother. And Jesus, who's a nifty type of mother. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Wow, that could be the best thing you've turned me on to this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to. You need to hear this whole record, Dancing with Bad Grammar.
I will. I've just downloaded it.
L.A. Salami, otherwise known, his name is...
I still don't believe that, it's true. But we'll keep moving.
His actual name is Lukman Atakunal. Lukman Atakunal Salami. And he goes, and he abbreviates Lukman Atakunal as L.A. I fact-checking everything.
When he plays a Tiny Desk concert,
yes,
invite now public.
Yes.
We'll ask.
Well, we'll ask him for sure. I did ask him about this song, and he said that the song came about, and I'm quoting him here. He says, the song came about as I walked past a street bin in the middle of the city one day, and it was full to the brim, completely spilling over with everyday human waste. And I thought to myself, that's what my mind feels like sometimes.
Aww.
A slow motion explosion of a myriad of decomposing, stinking, noxious juices provided by anyone who has, with or without much thought, just helped fill this bin to a repulsive, choking, everyday urban spectacle. Kind of like the many misguided ideals of the past choking the life out of the modern day average person.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. What do I know?
But he said, and the words and the music came not long after I had that thought.
But the way it was executed,
yeah,
it was really good. The hot and cold kind of aspect to
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. And you hear what I'm saying lyrically? Like, it's just all these thoughts and ideas that are all tumbling together. And this guy is a real talent, and I think this is his debut full length.
Sounds very young, too. I don't know.
Early 20s. Yeah, so I think we'll be hearing a lot more from him.
Fantastic. I'm going to take us out on a band. It was the first CD I put on my vacation. I took home a pile of stuff that looked interesting. You know, it isn't often that I actually take CDs now and listen to them, but I wanted some cover art things. I wanted to listen to stuff that the cover art was interesting, which I hardly do anymore with downloads. Long story, but I miss cover art, and the cover art to this record by Cloud Becomes Your Hand was just kind of beautiful. It's kind of cartoony drawings. The word loud is there, and I can't even describe why.
A lot of little tiny hand-drawn pictures.
It's very personal and wonderful, and I put it on. The record's called Rest in Fleas, and it was wacky in a way that I think you might not like.
All right.
But you're also a Devo fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the kind of wacky it is.
All right.
It's not
whimsical, but off-kilter.
Oh God, no! Yeah. I wouldn't do that to you. Well, I would do that to you
but
I'm not doing
that.
But I'm not doing that to you now. It's a sextet from New York. I'm going to play the opening cut to this record. Could have played anything because I like them all. This cut is called Hermit. That's
Hermit.
It, Mister. Yes, we did it.
Got through.
Next week we go to the Americana Music Festival and we'll have a preview show.
You and not me.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
No, I'm going.
Yeah, I don't get to go.
I'll eat as much hot chicken as I can for both of us.
Thank you.
Will
Thank
do.
You. Yeah. Well, it's good to be back here with you, Bob.
Good to be back, too.
You mean with me, right?
Oh, it's good to be back.
Just play your song.
With you. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Nobody knows.